But in 2007, the Big Blue Road Warriors traveled to the sub-zero confines of Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the NFC Championship game.
Welcome to Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the NFC Championship game. Second coldest game ever at Lambeau Field, minus 1 degree with a wind chill of minus 23.
The years were going to fall off pregame. Pregame. I'm out there and I'm going, this is a mistake.
I remember standing on the field before the game, looking across the stadium, thinking, one of us is going to the Super Bowl. You know, the weather is cold for both of us, and it's either us or them.
The Packers were an offensive juggernaut, led by their legendary quarterback, Brett Favre. And the underdog Giants looked to play the role of spoiler.
That was just, you know, kind of my favorite game. You know, just in Lambeau Field, it's negative 23 degrees, NFC Championship, playing against, you know, Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers. I mean, this is it.
The game starts with the first message being Brandon Jacobs and Woodson, and what a collision that was. And we were standing there on the sideline going, well, we're into this one right away, you know, because that was some collision.
Jacobs' bruising collision ignited not only the Giants' offense, but the defense as well. And the Big Blue Wrecking Crew simply pounded their opponent into the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Boy, this has been a well-prepared New York Giants defense.
While Eli Manning and Plaxico Burr seemed to be immune to the punishment and the weather, slinging and catching passes in the icy cold air almost at will.
Plaxico had 11 catches or so that game. I think, you know, 8 or 9 of them were the same call. There's just different conversions to it. He ran a hitch. One time he went inside. I threw it. It looked like a slant. The one time he goes outside and I back shoulder it. Another same play. I hit Amani down the sideline where he makes a great catch.
Manning looking for Toomer down the sideline, makes a diving catch. Is he in or out? They say he's in at the 12-yard line.
The ball, I felt, was a little outside and far. So I was like, I am not going to let this opportunity go to waste. So no matter where I was, no matter what angle my body was at, I felt like I had the opportunity to make that catch.
Under the worst conditions and in front of a hostile crowd, Eli threw for 251 yards and no interceptions.
It's minus 24 degrees wind chill. And this guy is gripping it and throwing it like nobody's business.
You got Eli who's throwing perfect spirals in that weather, and you got Plaxico's catching with his hands, not his body. And it was the best I've ever seen Eli play, the most confident I've ever seen him be going against the great legend in minus 23 degree weather. And it was like he was totally not affected by anything.
4 seconds to go.
With 4 ticks left on the clock, the Giants had a chance to win the game in regulation.
Times from 36 yards out for the win. Step aside. Beagles gets it down. Kick a line drive, and it is no good.
Left.
Missed it wide left. And we're going to overtime.
Let's go. One time. We get the ball back. One drive, field goal. We win this.
Come on now. Let's go. Let's go, D.
And on Green Bay's first possession in overtime, the Big Blue defense would give their kicker a shot at redemption.
Far back to pass, takes a deep drop, steps up, looking to his right. The pass intercepted by the Giants at the 40-yard line. Corey Webster got the pick.
Believe it, we're going to win this damn game. Come on, man, come on. Finish. Here we go again.
Comes Tynes.
Comes Tynes again.
Got a stomach for high drama and intrigue. This is it. Doesn't get any better than this.
All right, here goes Tynes again from 47 yards. Snap is good. Kick on its way. End over end. Does it have the distance? It is good. Lawrence Tynes has kicked the Giants to the Super Bowl after missing at the end of regulation. They beat the Packers 23-20.
Yeah! We got to the Super Bowl, mate!
Get it,
thank you, man. Let's go get it. We ain't finished. Thank you, man. I love you. Thank
you.
The improbable triumph at Lambeau Field propelled the Giants into the Super Bowl, where they defeated the previously unbeaten New England Patriots 17-14.